When Bonaparte commanded his troops for to stand, and he planted his cannons all over the land. He planted his cannons, the whole victory to gain, and they killed my young horseman, returning from Spain. Broken-hearted, I wonder, for the loss of my lover. He's my bonny light horseman, in the wars he was slain.
We've already mentioned Drogheda's industrial past, and we've already mentioned Drogheda's great singing tradition. And we are standing now on the Drogheda Docklands, where probably those two traditions come beautifully together. On our left-hand side is Carberry's famous Dockland pub. On the right-hand side, the remains of some of the old industrial buildings. And in front of us, the very elegant arches of the Boyne Viaduct. Carberry's pub has been probably the centre of, or the acknowledged centre of, everything great in Irish music since when, Kevin? Going back to?
Since the 1960s, Ruth. It's a bar that's been open since the 1880s, but in the 1960s, Kathleen Banny Carberry, the lady who ran the bar for a generation, really opened up the place to young local musicians and singers. Some of them were too young to go into the bar, so she brought them into the Kishton, and that's where they would sing and play their music. And a lot of them actually came from the same class in St. Joe's, people like Nicholas Carolan, Sean Corcoran, Jerry Cullen, and in the class after them there was Jim McCardle, and then there were other singers such as Helen Brennan and Liz King, and it was a place where these people just got their confidence to sing, and they were also advised, some of them were advised by Mrs. Carberry, to go out to the parish of Monaster Boyce and meet up with a lady there called Mary Ann Carolan. She had been brought up in Tenure and then moved to the Hill of Rath by the time that they were going to see her. And Mary Ann Carolan, as we've mentioned before, had a store of songs, and from her they recorded such songs as The Bonny Light Horseman, My Father's a Hedger and Ditcher, The Wedding of Sweet Beltray.
If you saw my love on sentry on a cold winter's day, with his red rosy cheeks and his flowing brown hair, all mounted on horseback, the whole victory to gain. And it's on the battlefield great honor to gain. Broken-hearted, I wonder, for the loss of my lover. He's my bonny light horseman, in the wars he was slain.
It must have been a wonderful source for a group of young people like that, with that kind of enthusiasm and interest, to meet somebody like Mrs. Carolan, who had a wealth of information and material for them.
Well, she was only too delighted to sing the songs. She had people like Sean and Helen going out to her, and Jim and Liz, and she was very happy to impart the songs that were in her family for so many generations. Also, there were people like Kieran McMahona and other recorders from RTE who came down to record her, and she made appearances on the TV. And as I said earlier, very late in her years, she put out that LP with the Topic Records. So she was, I wouldn't say she was a late starter, but in terms of her recordings,
yes.
It was really in her 60s and 70s that she came into her own.
And the tradition has continued here in Carbery's ever since that.
Yes, lots of music and song here, and particularly on a Wednesday night we have a special singing night in Carbery's where people come and sing without accompaniment, which for a lot of people they find that very difficult, but it's a great way to really gain that confidence of singing in public. And you have people who might be beginners and people who are old hands at it, and people not just local or Irish people but people from abroad who come in and sing their songs, people from Italy or Africa, Eastern Europe, anywhere around the globe, and they're very, very welcome around the fire.
I think it's the tradition in Carbery's is if you come in there, you're on a Wednesday night particularly, you are encouraged to sing. It's not that you're allowed to sing, but you are welcomed and encouraged to sing if you come in on a Wednesday night, and it's lovely.
It's expected almost, and particularly if you make the mistake of coming twice, you don't get away with not singing a song of some sort. So it's great in that way that people have over the years decided to sing a song, and they may have a couple of new songs to the repertoire that they thought they'd never sing in public. And it's also a bar that, as I mentioned earlier, is a place that's associated with the idea of harmony. So the Voice Squad, or as we were originally known, the Dutygate Crashers, would have started off here.
If I were a blackbird and had wings to fly, I would fly to the spot where my true love does lie, and with my little fluttering wings, his wounds I would heal. And it's all of the night on his breast I remain, broken hearted I wonder. For the loss of my lover, he's my bonny light horseman in the war she was slain. A dove she laments for her mate as she flies. Tell me, where is my true love, she cries, and where in the world is there one to compare with my bonny light horseman who was shot in the war. Broken-hearted, I wonder, for the loss of my lover. He's my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain. I will dress in man's apparel to his regiment I'll go, and I'll be a soldier for to fight all his foe. And I'd count it an honor if I could obtain for to die on the field where my true love was slain. Broken hearted, I wonder, for the loss of my lover. He's my bonny light horseman in the wars he was slain.
Okay, Kevin, I think we'll walk on, will we? Or anything else you want to tell us about Carbery's?
I'll tell you a funny joke.